This is the July 25 edition of Commodity Week. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's take up now the soybean market. We'll start with you, Daryl Dorkels. Soybeans across the United States are in good shape, but many are wondering whether that will last. How do you view this marketplace?
Well, you know, the beans themselves, as long as the weather forecasts hold up, we're going to have a good crop, just like in corn. You know, the only thing we're all really arguing about at this point when it comes to supply is how big. You know, and that's something that we'll see as an evolution over time. But the USDA report in August will give us at least some kind of an early guidance that we haven't had before, and I think give us a bit better picture. The thing with beans that I think people gotta rely on and step back and take a look at is what our demand base can be going forward in this mix, because bean meal in particular, and I wrote about it in Farm Week this week, our new crop bean meal sales are just out of sight. You know, they are really good, and so that's gonna create a fairly robust crush demand here as we start this new marketing year. So I think demand is actually more of a positive than supply is a negative.
Greg Johnson, despite what he says about demand being a positive, the United States Department of Agriculture has looked at it in the last WASDE report and said if the numbers come to fruition, we will have a very large carryout by historical standards, at least recent, rather than in the 100s, we will be around 415 million. How much pressure will that continue to put on the marketplace?
It's going to put a fair amount of pressure on the market. I think Dale's right, though. USDA may have to bump up their demand numbers at some point in time, but I think we have to remember that once we know what the U.S. crop is this year, then all eyes turn towards South America, and corn prices down there are well below the cost of production. I think you're going to see increased acres out of South America, and if we don't start seeing a rally back in corn post-harvest here in the United States, we could see more corn or more bean acres out of the United States. So between a combination of a big crop in the U.S. this year, potentially big crop in South America next spring, and then potentially more acres out of the U.S., I think farmers would be well served to be defensive and get November 15 being sold regardless, you know, in spite of the fact that the demand is probably going to be better than what USDA is projecting at this point.
Now, are you thinking a similar function for making new crop sales of November 15 or the next year's crop sales, Merrill?
Yes. Anything close to $11 could look very good. You know, and we're approaching $11 now. So on these demand-driven rally days, when the 14 crop goes up and the 15 tags along for the ride, I think those are opportunities both for the 14 and 15 crop. And I understand nobody knows what the Chinese demand is. Maybe we're selling a little too soon on the 14 crop, but the risk versus reward kind of tells me that I'd rather sell a little too soon than a little too late.
Your thoughts, Merrill Crowley?
Well, with the prices in Brazil of corn running 210 or lower, and the current ratio of 2.8-1 out here in May, I would think that you're going to see a lot of the corn acres going to beans down there. Looks like the supply is going to be good. Everybody keeps trying to make an issue out of the weather here. I don't really see it. Looking at the differences between the weather maps from last year at this time to now, and the cool weather, I just think that anything you can do to protect yourself this year and next is a wise choice.
And a very quick final word. We'll start with you, Dale Dorkels.
Well, the one thing I keep in mind right here, and we've had commodities and price break, we're due for a semi-annual low in commodity indices right now.
Greg Johnson?
We've been down 9 out of the last 11 weeks in beans, 10 out of the last 11 weeks in corn, so we are due for a little bit of a bounce. But the fact that farmers haven't sold very much ahead concerns me and makes me think that we still have lower to go.
And very quickly, Merrill Crowley.
Yeah, I think that I agree with them. There's a bounce due. There's, like in beans, if you want to try to protect yourself, you can buy a 1080 no soybean put, sell $10 soybean put for about 30 cents.
And that wraps up Commodity Week.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.